We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
On one hand, we hear all the time about how out of shape the average person is.
Yeah, we're blubbed out.
But on the other hand, in our area, we've been seeing crimes like this happen all the time. And the two contradict each other.
With the crime of fat?
No, you idiot. If so many people have a hard time getting off the couch and exercising, well, then how come all of these people are able to outrun authorities?
Oh, okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So this story comes to us from the Delta Sonic out there in Penfield.
Yeah, what happened?
Now, it's a standard story. Yeah. Victim pumping gas, nice area, so they made the decision to leave their car running while they went inside the store. Guess what happened next?
You're kidding me. That is a really nice area.
A woman jumped in this person's car and took off.
Wow.
So quick sidebar before we get in the actual story. We know leaving your car on when you're not in it is dumb. Especially in a public place. But the excuse people will use all the time is in the winter, I want my car to stay warm, so I'm going to leave it on.
I never turn my car off.
What's your excuse in June?
So I just don't do it because I'm going to just start it right back up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, are you just lazy that you don't want to press the button or turn the key to turn the car on and
Yes,
off?
I'm that lazy.
Okay, anywho, back to the stealing. Mm. The woman took off down West Penfield Road. She hit a curb and she crashed.
Okay.
The suspect then got out, fled on foot through the Brookfield apartment complex. The Monroe County Sheriff's Department says deputies quickly responded, but were unable to locate the suspect.
She's still on a run?
Yeah, as far as we know. Yeah, she's actually been running this whole time.
Wow.
Yeah. She's Kenyan. It's weird, weird. But as far as we know, they're still at large. Mm. So here's what's confusing.
What's that?
You look at national numbers, Americans are in bad shape.
Yes.
4 in 10 Americans are classified as obese, not just overweight, obese. Add to that, only 20% of Americans meet what they call the national exercise guidelines. That would be 150 minutes of moderate physical activity a week. So only 1 in 5 people do that.
Just in general.
You got it. We are not a country of athletes.
No.
Yet, time after time, in the greater Rochester area, we see regular-ass folk commit crimes, take off running, and some of them are getting away. So explain this to me.
So is there some kind of like, because your adrenaline just kicks in because you're in trouble?
Yeah.
Even though you're morbidly obese, it kind of beats it out. Because we just had a story a couple weeks ago and we laughed because they pointed out that the guy was heavy set but jumped into his car and hauled ass.
Oh, the one at Walmart.
Yeah. Remember that? But well, they even pointed out fat guy was able to jump in his car quickly and get out of town.
But he got into his car.
I never see fat guys get in and out of cars or trucks quickly.
There's always a noise.
Yeah. In or out. It's a process, man.
Answer me this question.
What's that?
222-6000.
Maybe if, we're fat and agile.
If 80% of us don't get the minimum exercise the country recommends, and almost half of us are obese, how are so many people making the decision to commit a crime and run for their freedom? Maybe it is the adrenaline, but still, that's only going to kick in for a little while.
Yeah.
How far
true.
Are you getting on pure adrenaline?
Right.
Right? Like, I mean, how far do you think? I'm going to start with Kimmy.
Yeah.
How far do you think you would make it if you were running from the cops? And let's keep in mind here, there's variables.
Right.
You wouldn't be running in a straight line.
No.
There would be obstacles in your way, hills, tough terrain, fences. Mm. Percentage of adults that could successfully run from the cops, what do you think it is?
I guess it depends where you're running into. Like if you're just running in an open space or running through like a town or something, I'm guessing you have less of a chance of escaping. But maybe if there's like woods involved of some sort, you can kind of disappear.
But woods seems harder to escape
into.
It is.
It would be harder, but I guess you can hide easier.
Well, no, because 40% of us are obese. They're going to see you're behind that tree.
Yeah, yeah.
But there are obstacles that whoever is chasing you also has to overcome.
Yeah, but they're trained. I ain't.
Tommy.
Right.
Average percentage of American adults right now that could run from the cops.
I could really do a job.
Because you're not even just jog. Like, you are running full sprint. It's not like, you know, you're jogging where you could be doing that for maybe a long time. You're running full sprint as fast as you can, and I don't know how long the average person could do that for.
She's right. It's straight ass and elbows, man.
Like, so less than 10%.
Less than 10%. Yeah. Okay, well, it seems like more than 10% in these stories are getting away from the cops. Mm. All right. Percentage of adults that could hop a fence right now.
Hop a fence.
Hop a fence, because that could come up in running from the cops.
Mm. Percentage?
Yeah.
Because that's, now you got to pull your own body weight up. It's like doing a pull-up.
Or jump and push.
Yeah, like get a little...
But either way.
Well, then you, no matter the height of the fence, would have to pull. But like most adults could jump and push.
I mean, an adult?
Yes, percentage.
It's got to be close to zero.
I think everybody thinks they can until they actually attempt something like that.
Do you think right now, no stretch, no warm-up, you could hop a fence one shot?
Your average six-foot fence.
Yes, but I'd get hurt doing it.
Okay, so that's a no.
I mean, I would get over it, but I'd be, you know, bruised.
Well, Kimmy brings up another point. Mm. Again, talking about the story that happened out in Penfield, the Delta Sonic. Woman leaves her car running. Other woman jumps in, steals the car, crashes the car, takes off running. She's still at large. Mm. Talking about how we're all out of shape, but people seem to escape from the cops on foot. The potential for injury. Because, like, if you're someone that doesn't run all that often, your body ain't going to hold up.
No, of course not.
Like, at minimum.
You're going to be so tired so fast.
Bro, forget tired. Mm. Going from a stop to a dead sprint, you're going to blow a hamstring.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Or you know that annoying pain you always get in the side of your body when you start running?
The stitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever the hell they call that thing. That shows up immediately.
Look, most people aren't even going to make it to the stitch. Like, any dad that plays outside with their kids recently will tell you how terrible your hamstrings are when you don't use them. Mm. Like, I'm going, Then you got to worry about joints and ligaments, knees and ankles. If you don't work out, you're going to turn an ankle. Right. You're going to blow a ligament in your knee, hard cutting. Your body will give up on you.
Yeah. Pretty quick.
How do we not see more stories of man blows out knee running from police officers?
Yeah, because even if you're an in shape person, like you said, you're not doing that kind of physical activity often.
Yeah. Like, that's like NFL combine stuff.
It's got to be desperation.
So you're saying the adrenaline is what pushes them over?
Yeah.
Could you Google, Kimmy, how long adrenaline lasts for? Is that I don't know. Like, well, we can Google it and find out.
Is there like a gland or something?
The adrenal gland?
Is that what it is?
That's where adrenaline comes from, right?
I don't know.
You asked.
You're married to a doctor. Ask her.
I don't sit at home and go over medical journals spouse. Yeah, great. She's a dermatologist.
Yeah, but she probably knows all doctor stuff. I bet she knows general stuff, like, really good.
Like adrenal glands.
Yeah, because don't they have to do, like, general stuff first? She didn't go right into skin.
Yeah, it's amazing now how, you know, before I met my wife, doctors just pop, or dermatologists just pop pimples. Now that you know my wife and you're scared of her, oh, dermatologists know everything about
him. Can a man grow in his position?
Grow in fear?
Yes.
All right, Tommy, in the shape you're in right now, do you think you could run for more than 120 seconds as hard as you can?
How far is that? I don't know.
Two minutes.
2 minutes.
Full sprint.
I'd be dead.
But you,
I'd be exhausted.
But even you think you could do it—a dead sprint for 120
seconds.
Well,
as fast as I could go, I think I could do it. But I would be spent. I mean, I'd be done.
I think 30 seconds at your fastest sprint would be a long time.
Yeah. Kimmy, 15 seconds at your fastest sprint would be a long time. Like, think about how long 120 seconds would be.
How long is it? It's a minute and what?
It's 2 minutes. Are you serious?
What'd you say? 120 seconds.
It's a minute and then another.
Why didn't you say 2 minutes then?
Because 120 seconds fully illustrates how long it is. Because you go 2 minutes. Pff, yeah, fine, no problem.
Man, maybe not.
It's a minute, then another minute.
Wait, a minute and then another minute?
Plus a minute.
So you're saying double minute.
Double minute.
A double minute. No, I don't think I could do that.
Like, I wonder if, like, Olympic-trained athletes could dead sprint as hard as they can for 2 minutes.
Well, how long is the sprint?
Well, okay, like, think, could you...
Like the Olympic sprint.
Could you do a full sprint all the... way around a track, like one lap around a track.
That's
full
a quarter
sprint.
Mile.
Yeah, like, could you do that? I don't know if
do
I could.
Do they do that?
Maybe.
Like full.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, they do the dash. How long is the dash? 100 yards?
Meters. They do it in meters.
Well, okay, let's say we're doing it in the United States. We don't do meters.
We do meters in track.
Why they call it the 100 yard dash then?
It's not the 100 yard dash. It's a 100 meter dash. And there's multiple dashes.
100, the 200. I don't even know.
Meter?
It's a meter. We do in the United States. They all. It's
maybe
all
I do better in meters. Maybe I do better with the metric system.
Yeah, probably. That was probably a thing. Phone number is 222-6000. Let's talk to Dan. He's on CMF. Hey, Dan. How are you, buddy?
Hey, boys.
What's up?
One of the things you've got to remember is your adrenaline's going to kick in.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out how
the
long...
The adrenal gland, according to Pat.
You asked me a question. I questioned it. That's what I said when I answered it.
Is it called the adrenal gland?
So
boys.
Thank you, Dan, for breaking it up. I appreciate it.
So I did Google
I'm sorry, Jimmy.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I did Google, just a comment on adrenaline really quick. It says the effects of adrenaline on the body can last up to 1 hour.
Oh, damn. Wow.
Yeah, you know somebody's chasing you, or you need to get a ladder to climb up to catch mom. I'm telling you right now, your adrenaline's kicking in.
Yeah, that's not the only gland that's going to be kicking in when I get her.
Really? What other gland would it be?
My pineal gland.
Okay. See you later, guys.
Bye, Dan.
What
thank
you.
You. Well, because I didn't think you had a gland. I didn't think you had.
Oh, I got a gland, buddy. My chest.
Good. I hope you're dying.
I definitely can't run right now.
I hope you're dying.
He's got mom joke adrenaline running through his veins right now.
I absolutely do.
All right, let's take a break.
Oh,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.